Wrong game.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You are live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions in the Lion's Den. It's my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life difficult situations and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the weary and victorious in life from the sourcehood of our connection with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's right, so go ahead and just roar for your victory, roar for your power, roar for your deliverance, roar for your prosperity. My man, roar for your strength. Let it out. My man, we got it tonight. The Lion's Den. You may be broken, but you are not crushed. Huh? Listen, tonight we don't have no special guests except the Holy Ghost and my big brother, of course, my co-host, a community leader, businessman who is one of a kind when it comes to cultivating talent and helping people to advance to the next level. Yes, he is. He encourages them to find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to reach their goals. His tenure in the Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and several networking marketing companies. He has worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that support team building, professional development, and community involvement. Through these companies, he has impacted the lives of many individuals and plans to continue doing so. The founder and CEO of Reeds Moving and Hauling and PTR Incorporated LCC, my six-figure big brother, Mr. CEO, Prophet Philip Reed Sr. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh man. Listen, tonight we took a break from, you know, working with all our special guests and people who come in and just bless our socks off. But tonight we, you know, out of my spirit, as I was sitting and meditating and the illumination of heaven fell down upon me. Nah, that ain't what happened. I heard one of my friends was going through, and I said, man, see, that's how the unction come. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
You might have been lied on, talked to, beat up, frustrated, struggling financially, emotionally, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Listen, I want you to know ain't no other place for you to go but up when you hit the bottom. Oh, wait a minute, Mr. CEO, you in the house. Did I get your yay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
we know it's still flowing. Don't y'all get it twisted. We deep, but we ain't real deep. But we gonna show you some deepness tonight, because you can be broken but not crushed. You see, things will come to break you, but it won't crush you. You got to be of a certain fortitude, a tenacity within your spirit that will come forth. Let me just give you a few scriptures on brokenness. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the contrite spirit. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And that's what they coined the phrase, when you're weak, that's when he is strong. But can I tell you, he's always strong, whether we're weak or whether we're strong or whatever, whatever. God is. That's enough right there. He's always, from everlasting to everlasting, there for us. So when you're broken and you're down, you got to find a way to get up, to look up, to see up, so that you can come up, because the Spirit will bring you up out of that broken place, out of that brokenness. But can I tell you, out of brokenness comes strength. Out of brokenness comes power. Out of brokenness will come healing. See, I was told a long time ago, the way in is out. The way up is down. It's a reversal sometimes, you know. Like the Bible said, the first going to be last, and the last going to be first. Sometimes it ain't always as it seems. It ain't always what it looks like. Sometimes you got to look a little closer. Don't walk around with your head hanging down. Lift your head. Oh, your gates. Lift your head up. My friend, you ain't the first that's going through what you're going through, and you won't be the last. Sometimes it seems like we're the first. It seems like it's just me. It's only me. Well, nobody knows the trouble. No, other people are going through too, just like you. Yeah. But you got to tap into that strength that's on the inside. Big brother.
Yes, yes. Okay, here you go. Man, oh man, I was with my mentor today, and he said something sort of on the same lines about the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we just forget he's in the house. You know, we forget we have a helper. You know, we're always looking around, sometimes on the outside, as you say, but the helper's on the inside. So he was just saying today, we can't forget the Holy Spirit who's sent to help us and lead and guide us into what? All, not some, all truths. You may not like the truth, but he's going to lead you to the truth anyhow. Was it not the Holy Spirit who led Jesus into to be tempted? So we don't want to talk about it. Like, no.
Come on, man. Come on.
So we deal with real issues. So when you have a real issue, it needs to be dealt with really and in reality. So you're on it, my brother, and I'm excited.
Brother, I like how you just said God led Jesus into the wilderness. Sometimes we don't understand the ways of God. They said God moves in mysterious ways. Well, read the word and you'll understand some of the ways, but God led him into the wilderness. God wouldn't lead me there. Yes, he did. The Bible in Isaiah said it pleased God to bruise Jesus. Man, you got to. God, his way, he's past finding out. Our little finite minds can't wrap around his wholeness. We can't wrap around everything that he is. We know in part. We prophesied in part. We can't get but a portion of God right now. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get all of mine. I ain't going to let you get all of mine. I'm going to get all of God that I can get, because I got a life to live. See, we talking some stuff, and it's scripture. The scripture said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It's an enigma wrapped up in a dilemma outside of a question or inside of a question. See, this is that hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known, they would have not. I can stop right there. For had they known who you really were, they wouldn't have said that. Had they known who you really were, they wouldn't have did that. Had they known who you really were. See, sometimes we can't let everybody know who we really are. We got to see how they're going to act, how they're going to perform, how they're going to behave. Because had they known who you really were, had they really known that greater is he that was in you than he that is in the world, had they known. You got to look at, sometimes you got to look at people and say, had they known. But we have to hear this word, because we're speaking this word. 2 Kings 7:1, Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. We got to hear. See, we're hearing so much in the world today. You got to be mindful of what comes into your ear gate. Be mindful of what you're hearing. See, what we hear affects what we believe, my friend. What we believe affects what we say. And what we say affects what we do. And what we do affects and determines the type of lifestyle that we're going to have and that we're going to live. If you constantly listen to negativity, all that doubt, all that hateration, intoleration, defeat, trauma, and that bitterness and bad news. Man, come on. Mm. Even my favorite movie, The Wiz, The Wicked Witch of the West. Was it the West or the East? I don't care. And the Wicked Witch, she said, don't nobody bring me no bad news. Wait a minute. She was a witch. Wait a minute. Make sure I'm going to get my tongue tied and say the wrong word. She was a witch. And she said, don't nobody bring me no bad news. So if a witch don't want to hear no bad news,
come
don't
on.
You let people come and bring you the bad news. Don't constantly be bombarded with drudgery. You got to get yourself in a place where you can be motivated, inspired, where you can be touched and lifted up so you can come up. You got to hear some stuff because faith comes by hearing. See, you will be filled with the things in your heart, Bible says, because out of the bottom of the heart, mouth speaketh. And according to the law of attraction, the word says also, you're going to have what you say. You're going to have what you say. Don't say what you have because you see what you have. And if you want more, you want better, you got to have what you say. Say it even when you don't see it. That's why I love the story about Fred Price when he was sitting naming and claiming and they was picking and sticking at him. And they said his cars were being repossessed, furniture being repossessed. But he kept on speaking faith. He kept on talking that faith talk. And guess what? The manifestation of the Lord has come, and it did come, and it will come. You can't give up on the promise. You can't give up on the dream. You can't give up on the goal. A lot of people didn't come up because they gave up. They quit it when they should have been hitting it. You got to keep hitting it. You keep hitting it. You're going to get it. You just can't give up. Life is not about pow, presto, abracadabra. No, it's about tenacity, that grind, that staying with that mindset, that frame of mind, and doing what you know to do. And when what you know to do is not enough, go find somebody that know how to do it. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. We don't even know how to put the wheel together. Go find somebody who has been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and just say, hey, how'd you do that? And once you see how they do it, then you get it, and you do it, and then you tailor it to fit your lifestyle. You tailor it with some things you know. You tinker that thing so that you can make it yours, and then you can own it and take yourself to the next level. Take yourself to your next dimension. Take yourself to your higher plane. Take yourself to your prophetic take yourself to your prophetic Goshen. Take yourself from the pit to the palace. Indeed.
Okay.
Don't let it crush you. It'll come. They said bend don't break. Well, you can bend, you might even break. But you know what? When you break a bone, sometimes you have to reset it. It has to be broken again so it can heal right. We need you to heal right. We got some folks that didn't heal right. They heal wrong, and when they open their mouth, you hear it. I know this mother, this man used to come and he would preach, and the mother, she would say, Lord, lead him. I said, she would say, Lord, lead him. And he would be pretty, when he would come here, she said, Lord, lead him. And it got so good one time I said, yeah, Lord, lead him. You know, after service, I said, Mother, I enjoyed your pushing and pressing the preacher on. And you encouraging and praying and with him, asking God to lead him. She said, Son, I want the Lord to lead him. I said, yes, ma'am. I want the Lord to lead him straight to his seat. I can't stand when he preach. See, that's why when I preach and I hear somebody say, Lord, lead him, I have to stop and look at him and say, who said that? But you got to hear the word of the Lord. Don't let that doubt, don't let that negativity surround you. Don't let it hang around you because it will crush you. You already broken, but when you put in more negativity, it will break you. Man, turn on the lights. Turn on the television. Open the blinds. Let the light shine in. Rise, shine. The light has come. You can't walk around in darkness playing sad songs on the radio, sad songs on your CD, sad songs on your MP3, and all them sad songs in your head. No, sing unto the Lord a new song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Get in your shower and open your mouth and sing a song. Lift yourself up with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making joy to the Lord in your heart. And watch the garments of praise fall on you. Watch that stuff. Mm. It may not fall off in one session, but you're going to find out you feel a lot better. I was feeling down and out. I was feeling mighty low, like Miss Healy. Not Miss Healy, like Miss Sophia. I was feeling mighty low. But then, and I wanted to curse. God said, don't curse it. He said, bless it. Mm. I said, huh? Yeah. He said, don't curse it. Mm. Bless it. So I said, okay. And I blessed it, and I felt myself come up a little bit. I said, oh, wait a minute. Mm. I felt the rise there. So I blessed it again. And I rolled some more. And I blessed it again. And I blessed it again. And before you know it, I was like, oh, I'm up again, you know. It begins with you. The word is not you. It is in your mouth. Listen, we got to go to a break. Thank you for holding on. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back. Me and Mr. CEO, we're talking about you may be broken, but you are not crushed. We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through soundbites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. That itch that you have to be whatever it is you want to be, in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the stage, that itch, that desire for good is God's proof to you, sent already to indicate that it's yours. You already have it. And we all have that unique gift to go out and touch people, to affect people, understand that gift, protect that gift, appreciate that gift. Utilize that gift. Don't abuse that gift. Treasure it. You have it. You already have it.
Yeah, you have it. Listen, we are back from the Lion's Den with Mr. CEO, my big brother, Prophet Philip Reed Sr., and myself. I didn't forget who I am. I know who I am. Apostle John L. Solomon. We are live tonight. We're talking about you may be broken, but you're not crushed. Big brother, you want to say something?
Yes, sir. Plain and simple, it's not over until it's over. Come on. And we know it's not over until God says that it's over. So if you've seen another day, it's another opportunity. See, we're going to refocus on the focus. What you focus on, you bring about. So we got to stop focusing on the negative if you don't
want
to.
Wait, you said refocus on the focus. Come on, man.
You know, because we're focused on something, and that's what we don't realize. If we got negativity, that means we're focusing somewhere along on that negativity, somewhere along the line, because it keeps coming in waves and waves. And as you said, the law of attraction, you're attracting it, and you're wondering why.
That's
so as
right.
You said, change what you say, change what you think, change what you watch. If you look up, you'll go up. You'll feel better. Take a deep breath and breathe the breath of life that God has already given to you. He said he's given every man the measure of faith. So there's nothing withholding you. Faith is like a muscle, we found out. You got to work it.
That's right.
You got to work it. You got to work it. And it may not yet believe what it seems like, but you keep working and keep believing, keep saying it. If you have a choice, the Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. So you do have choices. He said, I put before you life and death. I'm going to give you a little help. Choose life that you and your seed may live. See, then you're going to take on that responsibility that is not just me. People are dependent on me. My seed is dependent on me. And I got to be strong not only for me, but for them. So when I come up, I'm bringing the whole nation with me.
Boy.
Wakanda forever. I'm sorry. sense whatever. I'm sorry.
Can I get a amen? But that's it. When we come up, we speak in God's word. It may not be hooping, and it may be not be, as I said before, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Sometimes people don't understand what we're saying, but we're talking directly to your spirit. Sometimes it bypasses your mind, child of God. Yeah. It bypasses your mind, beloved, and it attaches itself to your spirit like Velcro, because you can't mentally ascend into everything. You can't mentally comprehend everything about God. You have to open up your spirit and allow it to come in. And as it come in, God's word, into your spirit, it begins to formulate through your soul and hits your mind, and you begin to think thoughts that come from God, and then they flow out your mouth, and now you're connected with God. See, I told you, it was, it said, which the prince of this world don't know a lot of things about you. Some people just came into your life. You got some new friends. Anyway, you know, I ain't gonna go there. But some people, they don't know because they weren't there. They weren't there with you. Where were you at? Where were you? That's what God asked you. Where were you? They weren't with you. They weren't there. But see, when they got there, and then they didn't understand what they were seeing. They didn't understand. John 1 and 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, huh? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Man, he came to his own, and his own received him not. You ever been rejected? They received him not, but to them that believed him, them he made the sons of God, because they believed. I'm telling you, you got to get that word in you. Some people don't know your real testimony. See, they don't know what you really went through. They just saw some things, and they saw some people, and they heard a little this and that, but they don't really, really know what was going on. See, God was preparing you for some things that you couldn't handle at that time. See, he was teaching you how to be what you would be for later on in life. He was shaping and molding you for the battles that you were going to have to go through that you weren't quite strong enough to endure right then. He was arranging your bad, I mean, not your bad, he was arranging your attitude for the people, he was arranging that attitude for the people that you were going to have to deal with who weren't quite lovable. He was grooming you in one place. He was grooming you in one place, which was an old place. And in that old place, you were doing new things. But those new things weren't for the old place. The new things were for that new place. See, he said, I'm preparing a place for you. Those new things that you were going through, those changes that were taking place, he was preparing you in the old place so that when you get to the new place, you can begin to do the new things. But sometimes we get to the new place and do what? We go back to familiarity and begin to do the old things in the new place. No, that ain't what God. God said, I behold, I do a new thing, and I want you to do a new thing in the new place. You ain't going to be crushed. You may be broken, but you ain't crushed. Huh? I don't like to talk about insects too much, because I kill them all day, you know, when I step on them or whatever. But you ever seen a tenacious insect that wouldn't die? You stepped on him and he's still moving. You swat him and he's still going. Huh? He was broken, but it wasn't crushed. Come on, you've seen it before. That's how you have to be. That tenacity, that sagacity, and keep going and go for it and don't give up and believe. The Bible says, as it written, I has not seen, neither ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. But he's revealed them to us by your spirit. Your spirit don't lie. Your spirit is not lying. You said, something told me. I'm sensing something. Now that ain't that Mexican food. Now that ain't that jambalaya, that gumbo. That's the spirit of the Lord tapping your spirit, saying, hey, there's some things about to change. There's some things on the horizon for you. You got to get up and get going. You got to get a new mindset. You got to restructure that inner magnet. You're about to meet some people, and you're about to go somewhere. And you can't walk around someone, I'm just a nobody. I ain't telling everybody. You can't be walking around talking about I ain't nothing, I ain't this, I ain't that. You better declare what God says you are. But what the word said, the word is nigh you. It is even in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're going to be saved. Because with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With your heart, you believe. And with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So if confession is made unto salvation, with your mouth, your environment is created and constructed from the words of the paradigm of your mind. That just means you said some stuff. That's all it means. See, they begin to introduce us to believing and confessing, because believing and confessing is something that we always going to have to do throughout our walk with God, because you're not going to see it. We walk by faith and not by sight. You say, well, I just prayed and I gave this and I did that. Why is the bottom dropping out? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not seeing what you see, but seeing what you believe. See what you believe. I know your car is a lemon. I know it may be a hoopty, but you gotta see a Benz when you look at it. I know it may not easy with it be not easy with it popping and clanging and doing this and that, but you gotta see it. You gotta see it in your head. You said, "No, this ain't no jalopy. This is my good thing." You know, you gotta see it, and then you gotta manifest it. See. I'm talking faith talk, for real, for real. If I believe the sun, the moon, and the rain, it don't take faith to do that. I can see all that. But for me to say I believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm in faith now because I'm confessing faith in something that I cannot see. So when you strip that down to the action of the word, you get confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart as a foundation of your faith. You can't be crushed when you believe it. They can step on you, but they can't hold you down. Big brother.
Yeah. Whew. But it's the very core of salvation.
That's right.
We got saved that same way. And it seemed like after we got saved and we believed we were saved, we stopped believing in the power of confession bringing salvation. Now, confession does bring possession because it did bring you to the heavenly places. We were once undone, and now by confessing and believing with our heart, something we haven't seen, and we believed it in our heart, now we have salvation. So why does it have to stop there with healing, prosperity? He said, "Beloved, I wish of all things that you prosper and," conjunction, come on, "and be in health, even as your soul prospers, your mind, your will, and your emotion." It's the soul man that we have to work on now to get him up to speed, to get him back strong. Because that's where everything lies in, your mind, your will, and your emotion. How you believe, how you feel. When you say you bless, do you really believe it? Or are you just saying it? Is it cliche-ish? Or you believe in it? Hey, how are you blessed and I see where you live at? How are you blessed when I know what you drive? Ha ha! Because I'm blessed, meaning what? I'm empowered to prosper.
Come on.
So it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I hang in there. I do the right thing. I listen to the right stuff. I confess the word. You know, that's where your strength comes in. That's where your belief power comes in. I'm going to say what God said. My mentor said, "Who's the greatest copycat of all times?" I said, "Who?" Named a couple of names. He said, "Jesus." I said, "Wow. Why? What did Jesus say?" "I only do and say what the Father says." Come on, man. So I'm a copycat my big brother. He say he's healed. He say, "Well," he said, "peace be still." He spoke to the storms, the winds, the waves. He told Peter, "Walk on water, man. I'm out here. Come on." He wouldn't be by himself doing a miracle. It's our time, family. It's our season just to believe. If you believe God for salvation, then everything else should be a piece of cake. Back to you, Poppy.
Brother, that was it. I like that, man. Jesus is a copycat. He said, "I do what I only see my Father do." Man, did you know Jesus didn't have a job? Somebody said he was a carpenter. Whoa. No, he was a carpenter's son. He didn't have no job. I know. No, Jesus didn't work for nobody. Jesus worked for him. He did work for God, but Jesus didn't clock in and clock out with nobody. Anyway, listen, we're going to go to break on that one, and we're going to come back. We're talking about You may be broken, but you're not crushed. Straight from the Lion's Den, Apostle John L. Solomon. Y'all hold on to your horses. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. My name is Minister Annie Bell, and I am the host of I Reign Blog Talk Radio Show, where we endeavor to bring talk therapy to survivors of child abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas, as well as being the vehicle by which we use to bring awareness and resources to the community to aid in the prevention of these abuses. I Reign, which is a declarative acronym for the individual survivor, that means I identify myself as a survivor, no longer a victim. R, reclaim my life. E, excel at living. G, grow in Christ. And N, nurture myself and others. This declarative acronym has developed into a victorious lifestyle brand that empowers and aids in the healing journey of survivors of abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas. I have also written a book entitled, with the namesake, I Reign, A Survivor's Guide to Thrive, which is now available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Pick up your copy of my book today and join me every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. here on We Inspire Network Radio, where together, through God, we win. If we endure, we will reign with Christ.
Ask that you give us the vision, the sight, and the speed and power to make it through this mission. All the airmen say, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
Yeah, we fight. Let's get back. We're back. I'm Apostle John L. Solomon, and you know me and my big brother, Mr. CEO, Prophet Philip Reed Sr., Strength from the Lion's Den. Tonight we're talking about you may be broken, but you are not crushed. You got to believe that. I know you've been through some bad breakups, some bad breaks, but you got to continue to stand. You have to be like the Warriors and set your feet.
Hold! Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
Huh? Get what you deserve. Get what's yours. The Bible said, from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. David, at his most desperate hour, well, one of his most desperate hours, he was down and out. And he had to encourage himself in the Lord because he didn't have nobody. His back was against the wall. And he said, Lord, what do I do? And God said, pursue, overtake, and recover my brother. Recover all of it. Don't leave nothing. Get everything that they took from you. You may be broken now, but you ain't crushed. If you're going to break me, you better crush me. Because if you don't crush me, I'm going to get up. And when I get up, I'm going to stand up. And when I stand up, I'm going to start walking. Once I start walking, I'm going to start running. And after I start running, that's it. I'm in go mode from then on. What Mark 11 and 24 said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, confess with your mouth unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you said shall come to pass, you're going to have what you say. I know we know the man that said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. No, don't even go with your unbelief. Just say, Lord, I believe. Forget my unbelief. Lord, I believe. And see, when you apply this word or any promise of God and it does not happen, you cannot lawfully call that into play that this was God's sovereign will because God didn't allow this. God, no, you can't do that. Because when you pit the sovereign will of God against the immutability and the power of his word, the word always wins. Why? Psalms 132:8 say, I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. God said, it's my word. He said, it's my word. Whatever my word say. You said, God, but I don't understand. He said, what's my word say? That's why when you have God's word on an issue and you believe it in your heart, guess what? It's already done. It's already done. That's why we pray, praise, worship, and study so that we can get God's word on an issue, on a situation, on a circumstance. See, I don't read God's word to get. I don't read God's word just to be reading it. Now I hang out with God in prayer when we watch a TV or a movie or when we listen to some music, dancing. We hang out, you know. But when I'm reading the word, I'm trying to get an understanding about an issue in this life. I got to read between the lines. Peter stood in the boat and said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And guess what? Peter stepped out and began to walk on the word. You got to walk on the word of God. I got a little scripture for you that I found. It's a beautiful scripture. I loved it. Jeremiah 33:6 said, behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. Huh? That's God speaking directly to you about what he's going to do. Say, Lord, I believe that. God, I believe that. I want that. That's for me. Then it comes down to, what are you seeing? What's your testimony? Because they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. They went all about this little issue and the fragments that go on in life. The woulda, coulda, shouldas, the didn't do that, didn't speak to me, looked at me funny, said this about me, said that about me. Say what you want about me. I got a testimony down in my heart. I got a testimony about some things I went through. I got a testimony about when I couldn't call my partners, when I couldn't call my mama, when I couldn't call this one and that one. I had to call on God and God didn't say nothing. I'm going to say that again, because you thought I called on God and he answered me. No, no, no. I called on the Lord and the Lord didn't say nothing. It was silence. So what I had to do, I said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God didn't forsake me. God was teaching me how to walk. He was teaching me how to be a son of God. He was teaching me how to be a man of God. He was teaching me to be a man of perseverance. The perseverance. So when they see you, they see strength. You may feel weak. You may feel like you ain't nothing. That's all it is, a feeling. Feel that way. Feel the feeling and let the feeling feel you. But know inside that you are strong. Know inside that God is with you. And greater is he in you than he that is in the world. Brother, did you prophesy? I thought I heard a prophecy.
brother. Back to you on the power. The Bible says that the power of life and death is where? In our tongues. And he don't stop there. He says, they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Guess what? You're eating life or you're eating death, but you're eating something according to the word of God. So you have a choice. You have a say. Some people say, I don't have a say. Nobody ever listens to me. I never have a say. Oh, you have a say. But what are you saying that getting you the results of what you say?
Come on now.
We're going to leave that right there. It's our time. It's our season. You have what you say. Plain and simple. Take responsibility. Yes, the devil is a liar. He's a thief. We already know. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. We got that. But we also know that he's a defeated foe. And he's where? Under our feet. The keys was taken from him. You know, hell and grave was exposed. Jesus reigned. Gave the keys to the church. We've been now empowered. So come on.
That's right. Man.
So what the world is doing, why are we shocked at what the world is doing? The world are operating in the principles of God. And we get mad when they give them a little glory at the awards that we sit and watch. I'm sorry. You know, how many Christians are watching the award and get mad when they give God glory? I want to bless the Lord. You know his music. Yeah, he cuss, he fuss. You know it. Hello. So why are you mad? He on TV, you sitting home. Why? You got gifts, you got talents, you got abilities. It might not be in that arena, but you have something that God has already given you. Now work it. Work it. Stop applauding everybody else. Stop watching Facebook and YouTube and watching everybody else live. Get off of Instagram and watch everybody's life, watching video upon video of somebody living their life, living their dream. And you can be doing the same. and have people watch your life giving true honor and glory to God. Come on,
Apostle. Right. That's right. Now, don't you get off this radio station. Don't you get off this air right now. Keep on listening for now. So,
Hold on.
My brother is absolutely right. I was watching a movie. I can't remember a movie, but they had kidnapped this man, and they were such big fans. He said, "You a fan of everybody else except yourself. You celebrate everybody else. You fan this one, and you fan that one, and you talk about this one. What about you? When are you going to talk about what you're doing?" And I'm not trying to glorify you or talk about self-promotion, but you've done something good.
Mm.
Well, when the African kings would come out, they would send their praises out first, huh? Their praises would come out talking about their greatness, how they've killed this one and overcome that one and conquered this and conquered that. Sometimes you got to tell yourself what you've done just to build yourself up, and then tell yourself, "God did it. I did this and I did this and I did this, but not I, but Christ." But you got to let yourself know. I remember when I first started preaching, man, and right before when they was introducing me, oh my goodness, my confidence would drop. Boom. I'd be like, "Oh." But then God would say, "Come on, God began to tell me who I am." And as he was telling me who I was, I came back up. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, "I'm ahead and not the tail. I'm in front and not in the back. I'm doing this thing, and ain't nothing stopping me. Can't nobody stop me, not even myself. I can't even self-sabotage myself because God has ordained for me to be so successful. And if I tried to sabotage myself, I would have to sit myself down because I have to succeed because he's ordained for me to be all that he wants me to be." This is just the word of my testimony. Let me break down this testimony thing since it's right here in my face. I'm gonna just be honest. It's right here in my face. I know it sounds like I'm coming off the dome with it, spitting it all bars. But testimony is a formal, written, or spoken statement, especially one given in a court of law. That means it's official. It's evidence or proof provided by the existence or appearance of something through a test or witness as experienced. Come on, you've been tested. You're a witness. You may not have come through that, but you came through this. You failed a few tests, but eventually you passed because you're still here. It's a public recounting of a religious convergence or experience. And lastly, a solemn protest or declaration. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word of your testimony speaks to the test and tells or shows you something that you experienced. And now you are a firsthand witness. No, this ain't secondhand. I ain't telling you what I heard. I ain't telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know because I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been through the storm. Got up out the mud. I was there. I felt the dirt. I felt the heat. I felt the water. I felt sin razors back on my head. Give me a cord. Listen, your testimony is a testament of your faith in God. Your testimony is your declaration of independence. Come on. Your testimony is your key that unlocks doors in your life. Your testimony is about how you don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Your testimony is about how you look back and don't have to wonder how you got over. Your testimony shows you how he's a bridge over troubled waters. Your testimony lets you know you may not know how. You may not know when, but he'll do it again. Your testimony lets you know that this too will pass. Your testimony lets you know you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. Your testimony lets you know it was amazing grace, how sweet the sound, and saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Now I'm so deaf, found. Your testimony lets you know on Christ the solid rock I stand. You know the rest. Your testimony lets you know that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Your testimony lets you know he's a lily. Where? In the valley. Your testimony lets you know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for the Lord with me in those dark, desert, dry places, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Your testimony lets you know the Lord works in mysterious ways. No, the Lord works in he's the way, the truth, and the life. He lets you know. Your testimony lets you know it was faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You heard something in your spirit that said, keep on running. You heard something in your spirit that said, do right this time. You heard something in your spirit that said, you don't you let go till he bless you. You may be broken, but you ain't going to get crushed. Don't let it crush you. Things in this life will break you and break you down, but don't you let them devastate you. Don't you let them crush you. Don't you let them tell you that there's nothing to you, that you're irrelevant. You know you are a child of God. God called you. God pulled you out and called you from your mother's womb and declared that you're somebody, declared that you're special. Then he signed, sealed, delivered, and approved of you. Now you approve of yourself. You let go all that hurt. You let go all that pain. You let go all that shame. Put it in the sea of yesterday or forgetfulness or whatever that sea is y'all created. Put it in there, and you move forward in God. That's right. We'll be right back. We got a commercial. We're going to end this thing. Thank y'all for being with us tonight.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through soundbites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life, having the strength to go bravely in your own direction, even if others walk away. You tread your own path. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know what path to take. Only you know your courage, your strength, your heart. Everyone has the heart of the lion inside of them. Let it out. Let it scream out of you. Like the lion, unleash the beast in you.
All right, we're back. Straight from the Lion's Den. We're powered by We Inspire Radio. Shout out to the CEO, BJ, or about to say Bishop, BJ Lord Bell, and the COO, Annie Bell. We're doing some work over there at WIN Network. We thank y'all for tuning in with us and supporting us. And on the show tonight, as always, my big brother, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed, the mover and the shaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always ask people the truth, you know, because sometimes we want the truth, and sometimes people won't answer.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hey, that's real. Sometimes we drink a dose of something, we just can't handle it. We're like, oh, anyway, don't say that no more. I can't handle that. Let's be real now. But we brought you truth tonight. Not truth from a story that we read, per se, but things that we've experienced and encountered in our lives, tried and true, and tested. And God blessed it. You may be broken, but you're not crushed. Don't let that stuff crush you. You get up, you stand up, and you got to believe in you. When nobody is believing in you, believe in yourself. When nobody is looking to you, look to yourself. When nobody is talking about you, talk about yourself. Sometimes I have to hate on myself. Because, you know, they say if you ain't got no haters, you ain't doing it. I hated on me one day. I said, you think you look good. Sometimes you got to hate on myself. So, you know, your haters are your motivators. So I had to hate on myself to motivate me. But tonight we just wanted to share with you, just to encourage the people who are going through, the people who are down. You know, we talk to celebrities, people we celebrate. We talk to actors and actresses and producers and ministers and all people who we name and claim fame to. But guess what? You have fame, and that fame is your life. Because when you stand before God, your life is going to come up. It's your movie, you know, everything you've done, what you did not do, what you should have done. And there's a lot of things you need to be doing. Your life should not be boring. There's some things that you that there's some dreams you had when you was a little one that you need to go back and get if your life is boring. There's some ideas that you've had that you need to try to do if your life is boring. There's some things you need to be creative with that you that people told you were impossible if your life is boring. My friend, go back to the drawing board. Write down your goals, your dreams. Go find that piece of paper that you wrote when you was in college or grade school. Wait a minute, who says grade school? Anyway, go back and get those things that you wrote down. And say, I wrote that I would be here and I would be there. Go get you a good book and read you a book. Inject some new things into your mind, some new orthoscopic thoughts, patterns into your brain. It's time. It's your time. It's your season to get up. It's your season to wake up. It's your season to shake yourself. Because there's some things trying to break yourself. And I don't want you broken, but I want you strong, because I might need you one day to say, hey, Apostle, remember when you told me I was broken, but I wasn't crushed? I thank you for that. And now I want to minister to you. I might be, okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell me right now I need it. Then you can encourage your soul. Prophet.
Hey, yeah, marinating. The thing of it is, I'm hearing one song, and I'm not going to sing it, but it says, be grateful. You know, be grateful. I'm sorry, I lied. Yeah, about your life, be grateful. That's where it starts at, being grateful for what you have right now, where you're at. That's a seed. That's a seed to begin to plant right now. Say, God, you know what? I don't have the 5-bedroom, 3-car garage. I probably wouldn't want to clean it once I got it. Come on. But I'm going to thank you for where I'm at right now. I'm going to clean up where I'm at right now. I'm going to keep neat where I'm at right now. I'm believing you for a bigger house just because I want a bigger house. Not necessarily I have to fill it. Come on here. But if someone is in need, I'll be able to provide that need because I'm grateful. See, you know, attitude and gratitude, they kind of go hand in hand. A spirit of gratitude will check your attitude. So when you're complaining and moaning and groaning about what you ain't got, you'll turn around and look about what you do have, and that may spark something. So you know what? Let me just be grateful for what I got, because trust and believe someone, somewhere, has it worse than you.
That's good,
and you probably want to trade places with them for anything in the world. So spirit of gratitude is what we begin to need to start out right now for that recovery. And then once that happens, the sky is the limit. Bless you, Apostle.
That's powerful, man. That spirit of gratitude. He said something when he mentioned about the big house. Sometimes, can I tell you that your thoughts and your, look around your environment. Look at where you're sitting at. Look at some things in your right now view. Your thoughts and your words created that environment you're sitting in. You see some things in your house right now. You said, I want this. And you went and got it. You look around, you said, I want that. And you went and got it. You may have thought a thought, say, I would love to have this. And somebody may have gave it to you or brought it to you. But your thoughts and your words created the environment that you're in right now. What do you want to create tomorrow? What are you ordering off the menu for your life? I'm going to get the number 2 and this. No. I want the better job. I want a new business. I want a better car. You got to order some things with your mouth and your face.
Say that.
Come on now, life has taken. Life has said, "How may I help you?" And you said, "Well, I'm just gonna have whatever you think I deserve. I'm just gonna take whatever you want to give me." No, you better order what you want off that menu, huh? You better say it. Come on now. That's what I'm saying. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. And what we're giving you tonight is word. Get the word in your mouth. But what said the word is mighty, even in your mouth and it's in your heart. The word of faith which we preach. Get the word in your mouth. Because whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you said will come to pass. You will have what you say. Get the word in your mouth. Get the word in your heart. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Get the word in your heart. David said, my heart is indicting a good matter. Take me to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Get the word in your heart. That word have I hid in my heart, that I might not flaw, sin, mess the mark against you. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Get the word in your heart. The leper said, why sit we here till we die? Why am I sitting here on this treadmill going through the same old, same old? Let me go a new way tomorrow. Let me go in a new direction. Let me speak to some new people, maybe some folks I ain't never talked with before. Let me look at life from a different angle. We pass by so many ideas and opportunities, and we miss it because we're on that treadmill, on that monogamous path that we're used to, that, what do you call it, that redundant things, their redundancy of things, a pattern of existence instead of a lifestyle of living life. Go outside your front door, like my brother said, and say, I'm grateful for the world, for the, I'm grateful for the bird. Wait a minute. Thank you for the world, so sweet. I'm grateful for the world so sweet, the part that is. I'm thankful for the food we eat. I'm thankful for the birds that sing. I'm thankful, God, for you and everything. You got to be thankful now. That's what. That's the next level. That's the next level, or the initial level. It's the initial level it's the initial level and the last level. I'm thankful. If you begin, I'm humbled. Because I'm thankful. And then as you rise and hit levels, you continue to be thankful. And then when you get to the top of your top, that's when you ultimately have to really be thankful, because it's easy to go back down to the bottom. Easy.
Yeah.
In closing, Prophet Reed, if you'll just speak to the people of God and the people of God and the people of other countries that are listening throughout the nation, just speak a word to them, please.
Amen. And I didn't know if he was going to give it back, and I was comfortable with it. But I hear the word of the Lord saying even now that those who believe, if also believe in God, you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. Okay, I'm down, everybody. But I want everybody who's listening, if you can find the advertisement for the program tonight on any Facebook status, Instagram, wherever you see it at, I want you to type in, I am an overcomer. We're going to break the power of the enemy tonight by speaking forth. But it's going to be cost you an action. And the action is simply go on the page, if you're listening, and be obedient and write, I am an overcomer, and begin to watch what happens as you publicly display your faith tonight. So we're not playing tonight. Now believe. Believe in God, you shall be established, but believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. So all I'm asking you to do is go on the Facebook page, wherever you saw it. If you're listening right now, find whatever the advertisement you saw for tonight's show and just type in, I am an overcomer, with a couple of exclamation points, and watch what God do. And then we want the testimony of what God has done in your life as you begin to come up in this life. God bless.
Amen. That's the word of the Lord right there. I am an overcomer. And it begins with you speaking it, and also being obedient. I was sharing with some of my students today, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over, and you're not getting results of winning, you're not getting the results that you want, you're not getting the results of accomplishment, and you keep doing the same old thing, that's crazy. You're not going to make it. You got to switch your style up. If they don't like it, let them not like it, but you got to change. You got to change to get what you want. My friend, I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. We had to switch it up tonight. We wanted to minister to you. We wanted to bless you. We wanted you to know that we're all about your strength. We're all about encouragement. And we are anointed a little bit. God is with us, and he's with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Apostle John L. Solomon, straight from the Lion's Den. Shout out to my co-host, Mr. CEO, Prophet Philip Reed. We appreciate y'all. We love you. We'll see you next Wednesday at 7 p.m. You'll be here. We got a barn burner. I'm going to get country one day. We got a barn burner for you. Y'all, good night.
God bless.
Such an awesome God. 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 Isn't he a worthy God? Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God.
We sing this to you.
Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God.